doing the backstroke through some black coffee and loving it. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, October the 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the Michigan State Spartans debut the college basketball season at number one. They don't seem fazed by the high rankings and the very high expectations. In fact, Tom Izzo's team is taking it all in stride. Number two, a retired Air Force Brigadier General has thrown his hat into the race to become the next member of Congress from Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Odie Slocum, looking to take over the seat currently held by Paul Mitchell. Sounds like he might just have the right stuff. And number one, the run for Congress in 2020 will be in the same districts as we have now for Odie and others. After the U.S. Supreme Court tosses out a lower court ruling on gerrymandering, and it seems to help the Republicans in Michigan, at least for now, it's kind of a big deal. The U.S. Supreme Court tossing out that lower court ruling that would have forced a substantial redrawing of Michigan's congressional state legislative voting maps in a bid to give Republicans less of an edge. But the one-sentence order issued yesterday, it had been expected, by the way, but the one sentence issued yesterday that upheld a Republican-drawn congressional map in North Carolina and Democratic-drawn voting lines in Maryland, now in a 5-4 ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the conservative majority. The gerrymander claims involve, quote, political questions beyond the reach of the federal courts. You see, some things are political, and they were expected to be handled through political channels by our founders, you see. Not everything is something that they can say, well, we have to take it to court. Federal judges have no license to reallocate political power between the two major political parties, wrote Roberts. He said, doing so would expand judicial power. In fact, he said it would be unprecedented. Now, this does not directly affect the independent commission that Michigan voters approved last year in a referendum. That could lead to drawing new lines for the 2022 congressional races and beyond. There's already other lawsuits involving that, challenging the commission's constitutionality. We'll see where that goes. But right now, this is a big deal. There was some concern. Well, there was some concern that the lines would need to be redrawn for 2020 and redrawn again for 2022. Great expense to you and I. And the whole deal here, it is about political power. You know, the whole thing about voters, not politicians, nonsense. It was backed solely by left-leaning groups and Democrats. Because it's all about political power. It has nothing to do with voters. It has to do with power. Back in April of last year, a 3-judge panel had ruled that Michigan had to redraw legislative and congressional districts for the 2020 election because current maps drawn by Republicans represent a political gerrymander of historical proportions, the court wrote. The 2011 redistricting plans predominate purpose. The predominant purpose was to subordinate the interest of Democratic voters and entrench Republicans in power, said the unanimous decision written by U.S. Circuit Judge Eric Clay, who, by the way, was a Bill Clinton appointee. And Grand Rapids U.S. District Judge Jordan Quist, from George H.W. Bush, and Dennis Page, a Clinton appointee. So is majority of Democrats on that panel, but so it is. If it had been left to stand, it would have had blockbuster implications for the 2020 elections, but that's over now. The lower court judges had ordered the redrawing of at least 9 of the 14 congressional districts and 15 state house districts, including more that would have been affected by political boundary shifts, but they also would have prompted a realignment of the 10 state Senate districts and many others touching them and forced their senators into special elections in 2020. Thankfully, that expense has been taken away. None of that nonsense is going to happen now. It's all done. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the League of Women Voters of Michigan and some aggrieved Democrats. The complaint was eventually narrowed down to target 34 of the state's 162 congressional and legislative districts that would need to be redrawn. But again, none of this is going to happen now. Good news for the Republicans that have to mess with that. But speaking of going up for election, Air Force Brigadier General Doug Ody Slocum is joining the Republican primary race to fill the seat being vacated by Republican Paul Mitchell in the 10th Congressional District in the U.S. House. And it also uses an image of Rashida Tlaib to illustrate Washington's dysfunction. Slocum, a career fighter pilot who previously commanded Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County, announced his candidacy on Monday. And the video is pretty good, by the way. I put it up on the Steve Guru Show Facebook page. It's really good. Washington is being overrun by politicians driven by their own self-interest that do not represent the values that I fought to protect, Slocum says over images of Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Slocum running in a district that includes parts of northern Macomb County, St. Clair County, and the Thumb. The primary race has already drawn State Representative Shane Hernandez of Port Huron and Chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Slocum looks to be a pretty tough candidate. We'll see how it plays out. We're going to have him on the program here as soon as we can track him down. So, General, if you're listening, that number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We're already working on it, of course. Sarah told me yesterday, I said, hey, can you get this guy? She goes, I'm ahead of you. That's the way the producers are around here. I tell them, hey, can we get into this? And they look at me like, really, dude? We're already doing that. Oh, good to know. Oh, and how about some good news, something kind of fun? Michigan State University opening number one in the Associated Press Top 25 Preseason Basketball Poll, first time in the program's history. Number one for the first time in the program's history to start the season. The overwhelming choice, with veteran stars coming back like Cassius Winston. They took 60 of 65 ballots in the voting results released Monday. A distant second, Kentucky, followed by Kansas. Those were the only other teams to receive first-place votes. Duke fourth, Louisville fifth, and then Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Villanova. Michigan does not appear here, although they did get a couple of votes. They're in the also receiving votes column way, way, way at the back. We'll see if the new coaching staff there can bring Michigan back to prominence. I mean, Michigan's had a couple of good seasons lately, a few actually. But how cool for the Spartans, really? And it's, you know, after all the bad news at Michigan State over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, it's nice to have some positive press, right? Let's see. And the Spartans start the season November 5th, I believe. Michigan State opens the season against number two Kentucky. So that'll get things rolling right out, won't it? In the Champions Classic, November 5th, Madison Square Garden, New York. It'll be the third time the Spartans have paired and been part of a 1-2 matchup in the event, but the first time as the top-ranked team. Number one, Kentucky, and number two, Michigan State, played in 2013. Michigan State won 78-74. Top-ranked Duke beat Michigan State 88-81 in 2017. So a big way to start the year. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. You need pure Wolverine water. You need it today. Get a free water test. You hear me talking about it all the time. A free water test. You have no reason to wait. Go to stevegruber.com right now. Click on the Wolverine button. Get that free water test today and get some peace of mind. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives, whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBE, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.